I'm a little curious what your experience of the preaching of the new priest team has been, because we started at a time in the cycle of the lectionary where we have a lot of exceptionally challenging teachings from Jesus. Unless you love me more than your father and mother, you're not worthy of me. If you want to be my disciple, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. You should correct your brother's faults. And if they refuse to listen, they should be considered as outside of the community. Just a few of the difficult teachings of Jesus we've had over these past few weeks. I can just say that Jesus is our model. He is our teacher. So how do you know if someone really loves you and cares about you? Not when they tell you the easy things that you don't need to hear, but when they tell you the hard things that you do need to hear. So here we go again. Okay. Everybody needs to forgive somebody. I won't ask you to think of who has hurt you the most, but I bet if I did, it wouldn't be hard for most of us to identify who that is. And we struggle. This is one of the hardest things for most of us to do, is to forgive. So we have this piercing parable today. This servant who owes his master a huge amount. And actually, this amount is an amount that's impossible for him to repay. If you calculate it out, it's millions of days worth of labor. Okay? I'm not going to have millions of days on this earth. How could he ever repay him? And when he says to his master, "I'll repay you in full," his master knows that is not true. And so he doesn't say, "Good, I'll let you keep working so I can get some of that money back." He just forgives the loan outright. He owes this huge amount, impossible to repay, but he is forgiven. And then he's owed a smaller amount by a fellow servant. Though it's actually not an insignificant amount. It's 100 days' wages. That's not an insignificant amount, but relative to the millions of days of wages, much smaller. And what does he do? He refuses, in his hardness of heart, to have mercy on his fellow servant. He hands him over to torment. So the master, finding out about this, does the same to him. And Jesus concludes this parable by addressing the apostles with what could be considered a threat, perhaps the most sobering words in all of the Gospels. "So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." So let me get this straight, we say. Not only am I supposed to, like Sirach said, overlook the faults of others, but even those who have intentionally hurt me, maybe they've spread false rumors about me, maybe they've cheated me or deceived me, made my life miserable in some way. Those who had a duty towards me but neglected that duty in a grave way, or worse. These people I have to forgive. And not only do I have to forgive them, but do so from the heart. I'm out. Okay. That's too much to ask. I can't even conceive of forgiving from the heart. So that's a good place to start, that I can't do it. That's a good place for us to start and to take a look, to raise our eyes to Jesus. You know, I believe that, generally speaking, on our own, we cannot do this. We need something else. We need help. We need what I would say three things, three conversions. One, we need a change of our perspective. Two, we need a change of heart. And three, we need grace. We need the gift of God. If you're feeling like, I can't do it, I don't want to do it, I won't do it, these are what we need. A change of perspective, change of heart, and the grace of God. So first, the change of perspective. This is what Jesus' parable is about, I think. If we realize that the debt that we owe to God because of our sins is so great, it will change our perspective of the offenses that have been committed against us. You see, all of us have sinned. All of us, by our sins, fall short or are deprived of the glory of God. And who have we sinned against? Well, we've sinned against others, ourselves. But all of our sins, we've sinned against God. And God is the perfect one. The one who has done nothing wrong, nothing to deserve our disobedience, our disrespect, or our offenses against Him. Because of that, every one of our offenses of God is like that debt of the servant. It's infinite. It's impossible to repay. Because of the infinite distance or difference between how good God is and how wicked we are on account of our sins. So what has God done in this equation or in this relationship? He has offered to you and I the forgiveness of our debt, to not count it against us. Unexpectedly, shockingly, we can be free from our debt against God, the infinite, the perfect, the all-loving one, whom we have offended on account of our sins. So once we realize this, how great our debt is to God, and how much the slate has been wiped clean for us through the blood of Jesus, that can change our perspective about the offenses that we receive from one another. They might still be grave. They might still hurt deeply. But when I know what I deserve, I'm less likely to wish the people around me what I think they deserve. Okay. And Sirach said, another way of changing our perspective is to remember your last days. To think, you know, when I'm breathing my last breath, will it have been worth it to hold on to this anger, to seek vengeance for whatever was done to me? You know, you hear stories of people that have been estranged from their brother for decades, and on their deathbed, they're like, I don't even remember what it was that made me stop talking to him. How foolish we are. We need a change of perspective. We need a change of heart as well. You know, I think we're often under this error that forgiveness is about condoning this sinful activity. And remember that this teaching of Jesus comes immediately after what we heard last week, his teaching about fraternal correction. So there's nothing in what he's saying that's saying, oh, it's okay that they've sinned against you. That's fine. No worries. That's not at all what he's saying. Rather, forgiveness, it's not about condoning evil, but about desiring the good of the one who has hurt us, who has done evil against us. We might rightly no longer desire a relationship with them. It might be for our good. But we truly, if we forgive, we want what is good for them. We wish them well and not evil. That's the essential difference as to whether I have forgiven or not. And to have that change of heart, to really want what's good for the person who has hurt us, We need a change. We need to see what Jesus has done, and we need to see it, I think, instantiated in others. This is why the examples of the saints can be so helpful for us. How many saints who have been offended way more deeply than I have found the grace to forgive, and in just stunning and amazing ways. St. Maria Goretti, who forgave her attacker even as she was dying from the wounds he had inflicted against her. Or St. Stephen, the first martyr of the church, likewise. Or St. Rita of Cascia, who bore such evil, was such evil inflicted upon her by her own family, but she never ceased to love and to pray for her husband and her children. St. Isaac Jogues, who was tortured and then later chose to return to the very same people who tortured him to continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. St. John Paul II, who met with the man who had tried to assassinate him to offer him the proclamation of the gospel and forgiveness. My heart is hard, too hard, but when I see what they have done, I know that it is possible. I know that I can do it. If only the third thing I ask for and receive freely this gift of the grace of God. If I beg Him for this help. Jesus is not asking us to do anything that He Himself has not done. On the cross, this is precisely what He has done. He has forgiven those, the very same ones who have inflicted this pain upon Himself. And the fruits of the cross flow onto us. Through the sacraments, as we share in His death, we share in His life. And so His life flows into us. The very gift of God that allowed Him to forgive is available to you and me. Another hard teaching this week, but unless we do it, we know that we will not receive the mercy of God. We pray it every single day. Forgive us our trespasses in the same way that we forgive those who trespass against us. So let's ask God today to give us that new perspective, that change of heart, and the grace to truly will the good of the one who has hurt us and to forgive from the heart.